This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
Whatever the population of homelessness is in any specific place, between 20 and 25% of those homeless folks will be veterans. And that statistic hasn't changed in 20 years.
Kim Valadez is a social worker for the Veterans Administration in Santa Rosa, which makes it part of her job to find these vets and help them get the services they need and are entitled to. Often, it's not an easy sell.
Veterans as a whole are a very proud group of people. And especially, I think, for veterans who have ended up on our streets and who've been homeless for a while, there's a lot of shame in that. And many of these vets that we are seeing now are from the Vietnam generation. And look how many years that's been. I mean, these guys have aged on the streets and have never kind of gotten their way back up since Vietnam.
Recently, that effort is getting a boost from an informal volunteer group calling itself Sonoma County Vet Connect. Andy Pyburn, himself a homeless vet, was one of the instigators.
Trying to find services, you end up traveling all over the county. You kind of went to each agency, each organization. And the other thing that was missing was any cohesive plan. What we drew together from all these agencies was we were able to say, how about we pick a place and everybody shows up?
The first such gathering was held last March outside a shelter in Santa Rosa with more than a dozen groups and agencies present. It was an immediate success, and VetConnect gatherings are now held weekly in Santa Rosa and once a month at locations in Sonoma, Petaluma, and Guerneville. Kim says each one is different.
We're really fine-tuning every neighborhood that we go to because it's a different population that we're outreaching to. We've had two VetConnect clinics in Sonoma, and we've seen, I think, 45 veterans out there who look very differently than what we're seeing in Santa Rosa and in Guerneville.
One surprise for Andy has been the response they've found among older veterans.
In Sonoma, we had veterans as old as 97, I think the gentleman was. World War II veterans who'd never used their benefits. Spouses who wanted to know what benefits their husbands were eligible for, and we were able to tell them that they were eligible too. The misconception is that we only wanted to reach homeless vets. We wanted to reach all vets. The largest population we knew we could reach first was the homeless vets.
The next challenge, Pyburn adds, is reaching out to the next generation coming after them.
We are hoping to see more of the global war on terrorism kids, but a lot of them right now are coming home to their family, to their community, and they're not looking for it yet. But we would love to have them coming in or maybe even taking over from us. The great goal would be for us to hand it off and then they take over and keep it going forward.
But regardless of the age, gender, or experience of any veteran or family member hearing this broadcast, Kim Valadez has a simple, sincere message.
If you're a veteran, or you know of a veteran, or you're a family member of a veteran who needs assistance with anything. If you've lost a job, if you've lost, you're in danger of losing your housing, if you need treatment or health care and you don't know where to get it, come to us. If you live in Sonoma, if you live in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Guerneville, there's a place for you to go to get information and assistance if you're a veteran.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.